The following dedication appears in the book. To the members of West Hopewell Presbyterian Church, 1975 to 1984, who called me preacher, even as I was stumbling to learn how to be one. Introduction. Three Levels of the Ministry of the Word. Australian theologian Peter Adam argues that what we call preaching, the formal public address to the gathered congregation on a Sunday, is only one form of what the Bible describes as the ministry of the Word. See Acts chapter 6, verse 2 and chapter 6, verse 4. On the day of Pentecost, Peter cited the words of the prophet Joel, who said that God would pour out His Spirit on all His people, and as a result, your sons and daughters will prophesy. See Acts chapter 2, verse 17. Gerhard Friedrich, in the Theological Dictionary of the New Testament, says that there are at least 33 Greek words in the New Testament, usually translated as preaching or proclaiming. Adam observes that these words describe activities that could not all be public speaking. For example, Acts chapter 8, verse 4 says that all the Christians except the apostles went from place to place proclaiming the Messiah. This cannot mean that every believer was standing up and preaching sermons to audiences. Priscilla and Aquila, for example, explained the word of Christ to Apollos in their home. See Acts chapter 18, verse 26. We can discern at least three levels of word ministry in the Bible. Paul calls all believers to let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, and to teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. See Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Every Christian should be able to give both teaching, didaskalia, the ordinary word for instruction, and admonition, nuteo, a common word for strong, life-changing counsel, that convey to others the teachings of the Bible. This must be done carefully, though informally, in conversations that are usually one-on-one. That is the most fundamental form of the ministry of the Word. Let's call it level one. At the more formal end of the spectrum are sermons, the public preaching and exposition of the Bible to assembled gatherings, which we could call level three. The book of Acts gives us many examples, mainly drawn from the ministry of Peter and Paul, though also including an address by Stephen that probably summarizes his path-breaking teaching. Acts gives us so many of these public addresses that we could almost say that, from the point of view of Luke, the author, the development of the early Christian church and the development of its preaching were one and the same. There is, however, a level two form of the ministry of the Word between informal, every Christian conversation and formal sermons. In an overlooked passage, the Apostle Peter describes the spiritual gift of speaking. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. When Peter speaks of spiritual gifts, he uses two very general terms. The first is the word for speaking, leilin. In the rest of the New Testament, this word can denote simple daily speech between anyone. See Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, and James chapter 1, verse 19. It can also refer to a preaching ministry, as with Jesus. See Matthew chapter 12, verse 46, and chapter 13, verse 10, or Paul. See 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 19. What is Peter talking about here? When we map this passage over Paul's gift lists in Romans chapter 12, Ephesians chapter 4, and 1 Corinthians chapters 12 and 14, we see that there is a whole category of word ministry gifts that function in ways beside public preaching to the assembled Sunday congregation. It includes personal exhortation or counseling, evangelism, and teaching individuals in groups. Biblical scholar Peter Davids concludes that when Peter writes of the spiritual gift of speaking, he is not referring to casual talk among Christians, nor referring only